Soon, people will be connected to a communication channel which can be used for any kind of media, for the first time in history or for the end of history. Friedrich Kittler, 1986. Three decades on from this quote by German professor and theorist Friedrich Kittler, we can assert that the digitalization of information has made its mark on memory, or, as Kittler said, on history itself. There is an obsession with asserting that spaces, perception, time, almost our life, have ultimately changed with the arrival of the internet. Yet the idea of a communication system and a network of interconnected points as a raison d'etre of certain aesthetic behaviors predates the internet. The simplest example is mail art, where the format of what was sent mattered less than the shaping of a community, where artistic behaviours held more sway than the objects produced or the price at which they were sold. All kinds of things were sent, postcards, naturally, letters, cassettes, and even, apparently, the odd fillet. This series of podcasts draws inspiration from the exhibition You've Got 1,243 Unread Messages, The Last Generation Before the Internet, Their Lives, presented by the Latvian Centre of Contemporary Art in Riga. The show expounded how there were networks prior to the arrival of the internet that even operated independently from a seemingly free international postal service, in which mail art was implicitly established. Furthermore, Latvian culture constitutes a significant point of departure due to its manifold modes of communication. From memory books to photo albums, whose contents were transformed as they passed from one person to the next, or, of course, all kinds of non-official texts and sound publications that were published and distributed independently. In the coming minutes, we will draw upon the aforementioned to focus on electromagnetic technologies as a common thread running through the 20th century, from the inventions of reproduced sound to the arrival of the discotheques in the Soviet Union, touching on occultism, experimentation, and copying as the main points in this narrative.
Boom! Big reveal! I'm a pickle!
The most powerful weapon of this era is not the atom, but the radio, which for us is often more than bread, home, rest, or relaxation.